This is Fresh Air. The Nigerian writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie was a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle Award for her 2007 novel, Half of a Yellow Sun. Her new novel, Americana, is spelled with an H at the end because her Nigerian characters exaggerate the final syllable of that word, which to them connotes classiness, wealth, and perhaps pretentiousness. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
First things first, can we talk about hair? Nigerian writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie has written a big knockout of a novel about immigration, American dreams, the power of first love, and the shifting meanings of skin color. But as Adichie has said in interviews, she also knows that black women's hair can speak volumes about racial politics. That's why she opens her new novel, Americana, with a scene in which her main character, a young Nigerian woman named Efemelu, must take the commuter train from Princeton, where she's living on a postgraduate fellowship, into Trenton just to get her hair done. It will take Efemelu 6 hours of sitting in a hot salon to get the medium kinky twist with extensions that she wants. During that time, we'll hear a fair amount about hair, including a painful flashback to the time that Efemelu decided to relax her hair to get that white girl swing and land her first white-collar job. Americana may be the most hair-conscious contribution yet to the canon of contemporary immigrant literature. As Efemelu tells us, in Nigeria, she was categorized, if at all, by tribe, not by race. But in America, she had become black. Efemelu's cornrows and afro puffs play a big part in her transformation from person to racial category. Americana is a sweeping story that derives its power as much from Adichie's witty and fluid writing style as it does from keen social commentary. The plot, in brief, focuses on Efemelu and her Nigerian boyfriend, Obinse. They meet in high school in a Nigeria falling apart under military rule, a place where the future is foreclosed, even for university graduates. Obinse is besotted with American culture, especially books, but he can't get a visa to post-9/11 America, so he scrabbles by for a time in London, cleaning toilets and falling into the netherworld of counterfeit documents and arranged visa marriages. In one of the most charged passages in Americana, Obinse finds himself invited to a dinner party in London by an old Nigerian classmate who's made good. Amidst all the liberal guests, Obinse reflects on his curious position as a middle-class refugee. All the guests understood the fleeing from war, from the kind of poverty that crushed human souls, but they would not understand the need to escape from the ominous lethargy of choicelessness. They would not understand why people like him, who were raised well-fed and watered, but mired in dissatisfaction, were now resolved to do dangerous things, illegal things, so as to leave. None of them starving or raped, but merely hungry for choice and certainty. Unlike Obinse, Efemelu does make it over to America on a student visa, and ultimately she becomes a very successful blogger. Efemelu's blog is called Raceteenth, or Various Observations About American Blacks, those formerly known as Negroes, by a non-American black. The name of her blog should give you a sense of the subjects as well as the tart smarts of her posts, many of which are included in this novel. But before Efemelu strikes the blogger bonanza, she must endure the new immigrant initiation rite of looking for work. Efemelu answers ads for home health aides in apartments that stink of urine, and she works as the nanny in the Philadelphia suburbs. At one point, desperate for rent money, Efemelu accepts a sexual job offer. She's a tough girl. But after this sleazy encounter, Efemelu is so humiliated, so lost to herself, that she stops emailing with Obinse and they drift apart. Americana works in so many different genres, coming-of-age novel, romance, comic novel of social manners, up-to-the-minute meditation on race, as well as the aforementioned immigrant saga, that I'm shortchanging its bounty by only mentioning some of the main characters' adventures here. Like Efemelu's hairdo, Adichie's novel tightly braids together multiple ideas and storylines. It's a marvel of skilled construction and imagination.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. You can read an excerpt on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.